Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Please keep in mind that We Know None contains horror elements and may contain content that some may find disturbing. Please see the episode show notes for more details and take care.
We Know None, Episode 1, Tape Number 1. Written by Megan Gwen Davis and produced by Calliopic Productions.
Okay, hello, this is Gwen Thomas speaking, and this is entry one of my backup recordings of Frankie Griffith's diaries. Frankie is my girlfriend, who went missing 2 weeks ago, and I found a bunch of these old tapes in her room, which I convinced her mum to let me take. Eventually. She loves old retro stuff, so I thought it'd be good to get some other record of these before I hand them over to the police. Do the research that they definitely aren't going to do. Plus, they might damage them, so it's a good idea to get some backups. So, a recording of a recording. It's a bit convoluted, I know, but I've always struggled with writing, so I thought this would make getting it all together as accurately as possible much more doable. Anyway, some minor info about Frankie before I start. Frankie and I have been together since we were 16. We met in history class in college and just hit it off right from the start. We're both kind of paranormal buffs. She was always way more into it than me, though. God, I can't even remember all the time she got us into trouble, sneaking us into abandoned buildings that she was determined to see if they were haunted. But yeah, we both went to uni, me to Essex in England and her to Cardiff. I'm in third year studying psychology and she was studying journalism but dropped out about a year ago. She never was one to sit still and listen. and I always thought she'd be better off doing an apprenticeship or something. And she did seem so much happier in a new job, but I... Maybe I was wrong. I don't know. Yeah, anyway. Her job was, or, is still, I suppose, at the Abertawe Chronicle, a local newspaper on the edge of Swansea. She was their newest writer, but she somehow managed to convince them into giving her her own article. What was it called? Into the Unknown. An exploration of South Wales's paranormal and otherworldly areas. They were good. Pretty much the only good thing in those papers. Got a stack of them around here somewhere. Anyway, the reason why I'm blabbering on about this is because I know that she made her notes on this recorder as well as her diary, so I'm not sure if what I play will be helpful. And to be honest, I'm a bit scared to start listening, so I'm procrastinating a little bit. I'm desperate to find out what happened to her and everything, but you know, what if it... No, there's no point in dwelling on the maybes. All I know is that she was acting weird before she disappeared. Distant, avoiding messages and phone calls, nothing like her at all. And I don't know if that was a coincidence or if she's gotten involved in something, but I'm hoping these tapes will give me some sort of clue. I am hoping that the police will find her before I do, by the way, safe and, well, hopefully mentally well, at the very least, but I don't hold much trust in other people who don't know Frankie's interests as well as I do. Who don't know Frankie as well as I do. That's why I'm doing all this on-the-side investigation stuff. It's not that there's anything incriminating about me that I'm worried they'll find or anything. I didn't even know she disappeared until a week ago, thanks to her mother. It's just that our hobbies have always been unorthodox. And I don't think they'll get it, you know? They'll brush past a phrase or a reference as something insignificant or an inside joke where I can tell what she's really saying. It just makes sense in finding her as quickly as possible. Ugh. Let's just get on with it. This is Frankie's Tapes, number one.
Alrighty, Griffiths here. Report notes on Miss Catherine McKenna's alleged haunting. Some preliminary information before I head over. Miss McKenna posted on a Facebook page, Ghost Sighting South Wales. Somewhere I visit a lot, I'm not ashamed to say. She posted asking for advice on how to deal with her mother's ghost that she suspects is haunting her family's bakery. After her mum, Mrs. Jane McKenna, passed away suddenly from what she's calling an undiagnosed illness, Miss McKenna inherited the family's business, a small bakery near the edge of Mumbles. However, since Miss McKenna took over the shop and reopened its doors, everything she makes and sells in there seems to turn rotten within hours after being baked. She claims that her mother had been acting out of sorts before her death, encouraging her to pursue other careers, that baking had always been her mother's dream, but it didn't have to be hers. Sounds like a bad teen movie, if you ask me. Apparently, the old lady even asked her to throw out all of her recipe books while she was on her deathbed. She seemed really adamant about the fact that her lifelong career wasn't worth keeping up. Obviously, Miss McKenna took no notice of this. Why would she? Sounds like her mum was a bit loopy by the end of it all. Anyways, yada yada. Things kept going rotten. Bakery's almost bankrupt from having to close for so long. She says she's had people come and professionally clean the entire place top to bottom, Even replaced the fridges in case they were faulty, but still no luck. So here I am. I'm going to spend the night there, see if any spooky occurrences happen. But, to be honest, I'm expecting to just get a shit night's sleep on a lumpy sleeping bag. I'll do a standard cleansing for her to make her feel better, get some creepy pictures for the article, and that should be it. Sounds to me like she just doesn't really know how to cook and is a bit grief crazy. Oh, shit, better get a move on. Oh, I'm meant to be there in half an hour. God, I wish Gwen was here. She'd love this place. It's all cutesy design with frills and cottage-style stuff. It's even got a real fireplace for people to sit around. It's like something out of a fairy tale, proper witchy shit. Miss McKenna seemed friendly, if clearly strung out. Poor woman seemed at her wit's end when she practically shoved the cake she'd made for me into my hand. She said it's the first thing she's made in the bakery in over a week. I've got to admit, it freaked me out. The cake looked perfectly fine when she handed it to me. It was still warm, for God's sake. But when I broke it open, it had these maggots crawling about in it. It was like the outside was this fresh wrapping over another cake that had been left under someone's bed for months. She's gone home now. She only lives next door and she at least trusts my journalist ID to leave me here unsupervised while I have her nose around. I've got to admit, this place is giving me some weird vibes. The kitchen's still got that cottage-style design. Dark varnished wood floors and tables. Knick-knacks scattered about the place. It's even got dried herbs hanging from the ceiling, for God's sake. But there's something really off about the whole area. There's cold spots all around the place. Especially near the preparation table and the recipe bookshelves. Although, these could easily be written off as drafty spots in a place this old. The books fit the aesthetic too. All old, dark leather and faded handwritten pages. I can see why Catherine wouldn't want to get rid of them. These things must be generations old, and if not worth anything sentimental, must go for a good few pounds. I should tell her to take them to the Antiques Roadshow. I still don't get haunted vibes, though. There's just something gone off about the whole place. Maybe she just buys dodgy ingredients. Okay, so I was having a look through the recipe books. I thought maybe if they were that old, maybe they need ingredients that attract flies or something. I don't know shit about baking, so I was just guessing, really. But something fell out of one of the book's pages. It looks about the same age as the rest of the paper, but it's clearly been well used. The paper's so worn at the edges, I'm surprised it's only fallen out now. It's old English, but it's got annotations on it in what I'm pretty sure is just standard biro pen, and from what I can tell, seems to be a basic dough recipe that's been heavily edited throughout the years. It says a lot about drawing specific markings in the flour before kneading the dough and adding a drop of blood during mixing. Gross. If you read just the adjustments, it reads a lot like a spell that's been edited over time. It's difficult to read with all the edits, but it seems like you offer a bit of life or something each time you make it, and it brings you fortune in return. I don't know. I love this paranormal stuff, but I draw the line at witchcraft. Especially in a place like this. I mean, like, a witch owning a bakery. I can understand ghosts existing, but this isn't Hansel and Gretel. If it is her mum's ghost that's causing this, and not just some dodgy ingredients in old ovens, then she's just as much of a control freak in death as she clearly was in life. I mean, seriously? Hiding fake ooky spooky spells in your recipes just so other people don't use them? Seems like she just didn't like the idea of someone else having the glory. Sounds like something my mum would do. I'll do a basic cleansing for spirits and let her know about her mum's unorthodox recipes. Maybe ask her to go over with the cleaner again if her mum was actually using her blood. Give her some cleansing incense and have her sign the release papers for the article and bish bash bosh, I'm a paycheck wretcher. I think I will stay away from the cakes for a few days though. The one she gave me is still fresh in my brain. Ugh. Gross. End of notes.
God, it's so nice to hear her voice. Anyway, I did a little bit of research about this bakery during the recording. Turns out that after Frankie went over, the bakery stayed shut for another week before reopening and seems to have fixed all of its problems. Business has been booming ever since. Apparently, they're even opening another branch in Cardiff in a few months. Weirdly, though, there's a pattern of other food places surrounding the bakery shutting its doors. In fact, if you dig a little bit, there's even news articles from a month back about a rival bakery two streets over having to shut down completely after being done for hygiene issues. According to this, one of their customers had almost died of food poisoning, and all of their food was almost rotten, even when they claimed to have made them only hours before. Huh. Well, that's definitely creepy. And, to be honest, I think Frankie shouldn't have thrown the witchcraft theory so quickly under the bus, but it doesn't give anything towards her disappearance. Creepy stuff like this is unnerving, sure, but we both experience similar when we go exploring places together, and I can't go chasing every possible supernatural connection to her, or I'd never stop. Plus, as weird as it is, I suppose it could be explained away. If you look enough, there's usually an explanation, and the supernatural should always be the final conclusion, not the first one. I guess this one can go into the unhelpful pile. I do think that I'll go visit that bakery in Mumbles, though, just to be safe. And, I'll take my own lunch. Ugh. End of entry. Waste of time.
We Know None is a podcast produced by Calliopic Productions. Today's episode was written by Megan Gwen Davis and stars Megan Gwen Davis as Gwen Thomas and Freya Elsie as Frankie Griffiths. It was produced by Kate Gallagher with audio edited by Liza Holmes and Megan Gwen Davis. Our theme was composed by Freya Elsie. Information on sound effects used and other cool things can be found in the show notes below. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at CalliopicProd. If you enjoyed, please consider leaving us a review on your favourite podcast site or supporting us on Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/Calliopic Productions. And until next time, stay safe and keep searching.
Hi guys, this is Megan, creator of the show. I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to the first episode of We Know None. This show has been a big passion project for months, and the support we've received from listeners, members of the podcast community, and our Ko-fi donators have made it all possible. So thank you all so much, and I can't wait to go on this adventure with you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.